I think it's important anytime we have a transition. Some transitions are very small, others are just totally life-changing, that we try to figure out exactly what it is we're dealing with. Oftentimes, we just feel bowled over by it, and we don't take the time to stop and really analyze it. And so I included a list of questions there. What exactly is the transition that we are dealing with? And who does it affect? Does it affect the whole family? Is it just affecting me as the mother of the family? Obviously, it's going to secondarily affect everybody, but some are more direct hits to certain people than others. What are we changing from, and what do we want to change to? How is our attitude, how's our mental health going into this transition? How is our spiritual health going into this transition? For example, when my husband was called upon to work in another state, sometime for 6 or 8 weeks at a time, I think it was really important for he and I to sit down and discuss the health of our marriage. Because if it was already on rocky ground, it was about to get worse. And so sometimes we need to stop and analyze and make sure that we know where we're at and where we're trying to get through that transition. How long is the acute phase of this transition going to last? Is my mother's health permanently worsened, or was it temporary? Is this going to be 20 hours a week for the rest of my life, or just until we get her healthy? Those are important questions to ask and think about, because sometimes solutions will be permanent solutions, and sometimes solutions need only temporarily sustain us through these life transitions. What are our greatest concerns, and how do we address them? Good questions for family council. It's not just what my concerns are, but how that's going to affect the whole family. What is absolutely essential during this transition? What can be temporarily tabled? What can be permanently tabled? That's something I'll go into a little bit more detail later on. What support do we have? I think this is really important. Barbara Smith, way back in 1981, said this about transitions. We have learned some important things about hard transitions that may help us to better understand ourselves or someone else in those difficult periods of change. A transition may prove an opportunity for spiritual, physical, intellectual, and psychological development, or it can be a time of serious deterioration. The way is new and often difficult. It takes a great deal of courage and sometimes support from others to make a transition a time of growth. In a time of transition, it is less the traumas of childhood that shape our ability to adjust to the change and more often the quality of sustained relationships. And she goes a little further. That quote is in your handout there. But she talks about how reliable support from friends and associates is needed. I'm not a person used to asking for help, but it never fails that once the husband is in Colorado and you've got 6 kids, this one has to be here, and this one has to be here, and this one has to be here. And it's amazing to me that I can throw out a Facebook note saying, I don't know how to be at the baseball game and the court of honor at the same time. Can anybody help me with this? And 5 people in 10 minutes are perfectly willing to drive my boy to a baseball game.